Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, Joe to Cameron Jenrich as we broadcast from Philly spring training. And I said 5 minutes for Alec Bohm, but he must be from the Tom Coughlin school of 5 minutes means 5 minutes earlier. Because, John, you know, Coughlin was like that, man. If you're not 5 or 10 minutes early to a meeting, then, you know, you're going to get fined.
You didn't have your socks pulled up, you're getting fined.
Tom Coughlin was hardcore. We are joined right now by the Phillies third baseman. He had such a terrific season last year. Wonderful work in the playoffs and big expectations for a new season. Let's welcome to the show Mr. Alec Bohm. How you doing, Alec?
Pretty good. How you guys doing?
Good, man. So, look, you got a big smile on your face. I don't know if that's because you know you got big things up ahead, man, but we're expecting big things. How do you feel, Alec, entering another season here with the Phillies?
No, things are good. We got better this offseason. We've, you know, obviously added Trey Turner and then some pieces in the bullpen and some pieces all around. So, people are feeling good.
Yeah, Alec, let's start where things almost ended last year. Obviously, they ended with a loss in the end, but let's pass over that for a second. You guys would party in the locker room, man. You guys would clinch a playoff spot or another round, and you were just like an animal in there. Now, I want to bring that animal out in this interview right now. Like, what do I need to do? Do I need to start playing a song? I mean, you'd be like ripping the shirt off. Like, we gotta, like, what's going on, man?
We gotta win a playoff series. That's what brings it out. We really found out what we're playing for all season long last year, and it's as much fun as it gets.
Did you feel like you and maybe the team let a sort of inner beast out, like, in those moments? Because we, on the outside, hadn't seen that side of you and the guys. And those celebrations, in my opinion, it was like a revelation for many of us of, wow, look at the personality of these guys and how much fun you guys have together. That's what it struck me like. It was new for us to see that.
Sure. I think, I think that's just a accumulation of the entire season, right? You know, we had our share of struggles. You know, we made any mistake you could make throughout the season, right? So I think when it all comes together like that in the end, you know, you let out a little steam.
Plus, it had been a multi-year struggle. I mean, let's be real. Yeah. The organization had been knocking on the door, couldn't break through. That was a huge breakthrough for the organization last year.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, just all the people around the organization that would say thank you for, you know, everybody just had so much fun throughout the entire month, so it was a blast for sure.
How much weight have you put on?
5-10 pounds.
Yeah?
Nothing crazy, no.
Nothing crazy?
Yeah.
Are you stronger?
A little bit.
Yeah? How did you do it? Just pumping iron?
Yeah, I mean, just nothing different, really. I think I'm just getting older, you know?
Yeah.
I think, I'm just kind of a kid that's growing up, I guess.
Well, we're watching you go yard, which is wonderful. How much have you changed as a hitter in preparation for 2023?
See, that's tricky because I'm really not looking to do anything different. Huh. I think any time that I've gone up to the plate and tried to hit a home run or tried to lift the ball in the air, do all these things, it doesn't work. I'm more of a guy that's going to go up there, and when he throws the ball over the plate, I'm going to swing at it, and wherever it goes, and I'm just trying to hit it hard.
Wow. Well,
you got a pretty level swing, right? And you go to right field quite a bit. I mean, I forget who it was. He was on our show recently and said he thinks Alec has potential to be a batting champ someday. Somebody notable on our show. Might have been Ben Davis.
Yeah, Ben Davis, I believe. Yeah, Alec, recently.
From a, I mean, you put on the extra weight, the extra muscle. Do you have a goal for how many homers you want to hit this year?
No. I'm not a goal guy. I think that just, I mean, for me, putting a number on things is, it just makes you look into the future and try to, you're always peeking up at the scoreboard, seeing where you're at and all that stuff. And for me, that's just not a productive way to play this game. I'm more worried about if I'm 0-for-4, am I locked in on defense?
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to be like, oh, I could have had one of my homers there, and now that would have put me one more closer to 25 and all that stuff. That's not a team guy. I don't really care about all that. The numbers are going to be what they are at the end of the year. But the more you're chasing, the more you're really trying to, I guess, accomplish a personal goal, the less present you're going to be out there on the field.
That makes sense.
How much better have you gotten defensively?
A lot better. I think, and nothing against any other infield coach that I've ever worked with. That just, you know, somehow, some way, Bobby, the way he works with infielders, it really made it click for me. And I think freed me up a lot defensively and just kind of let me go play.
Yeah. So we know that in this day and age, the more you can do, the better. We see Edmundo Sosa out there in the, playing center field. How much have you had an opportunity to work at other places, first base, infield?
I played first in Northport the other night. But that's the only time I've played first. Other than that, it's just been working at third, trying to perfect that and get as good as I can at that.
Alec Bohm with us here. Alec, the new rules with the pitch clock, do you like it? And what have you had to do to adjust to it?
Personally, I haven't had to do much to change, really. I'm more of a, step in the box and let's go kind of guy anyway.
By the way, we applaud those type of people. we are anti-adjust the glove, adjust the other glove, adjust the hat, adjust this.
Do guys talk about that? Guys talk about, do you have to do the gloves after every pitch?
I mean, wouldn't you rather have a 2.5-hour game than a 3.5-hour game?
If we're winning.
Good answer.
The thing is, our whole lives playing this game growing up and playing competitively and whatnot, anytime the game kind of gets going, speeds up a little bit, we've been taught to step off the mound, step out of the box, take a deep breath, take your time, slow the game down. And that element of, I guess, the mental game is now getting pushed to the side, and it's let's go compete.
Yeah, I mean, it's still going to be mental, but it's going to be mental in a condensed way. You got to be ready as you enter that box. Do you think there will be rule changes to it? For instance, Max Scherzer in the one spring training game did the quick pitch. Guy steps in the batter's box, he immediately throws the ball, and the league's like, all right, hold on, we might need to, this might not work. Do you see changes up ahead, or do you think they got the rules right? Football, we're still trying to figure out all these years later. John, what's a catch? What's not a catch?
Yeah.
They tinker with the rules every year. I still don't know what the rule is.
Yeah,
do you think they got this right?
I think it'll be a little fluid. I don't know if they're going to be hard-headed about it and if there's some things that are, glaring, like the Scherzer deal or whatever it may be that might pop up throughout the course of the season. Hopefully they're willing to be, reasonable with it.
Yeah.
But,
did the union sign off on this? Was this a,
you're asking the wrong guy.
James, do you know the answer to that? Was this purely implemented by baseball, or did the union sign off on the new rules?
It was all part of the bargaining. They can't do that without the union agreeing to it.
Okay. Yeah.
So the clock, I don't think there's going to be a ton of issues with. I think you might see a time or two. The thing for me is you just don't want it to show up at the end of a big game, and have it affect the outcome of the game.
And it will sometime.
Right.
I mean, it's going to be a thing.
At some point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, who's your best friend on the team?
I can't name a single guy, but probably Marsh.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You guys hang out outside baseball?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
I've seen pictures of you and Stubbs, too.
Yeah.
At the beach. I'm not stalking you. amazing group of guys.
Yeah, it's a, there's a, when, where there's one of us, there's usually a decent group of us.
Huh. And they were nice. They were also animals. You guys were animals together in that celebration. I mean, Marsh in the celebration.
Yeah.
Why is his? Oh, we know why his hair is wet. That was a problematic issue for me. The wet hair. I couldn't understand how his hair was always wet.
He's wetting it.
He wets his hair
about every other inning.
And why is that? Have you talked to him about that?
I don't need an answer. He's like, do what you do.
Have you ever wet your hair? Have you tried it out? Like, I mean, your buddy's doing it.
The pregame shower is good enough for me, but to each their own.
I guess.
John, there's always some good-looking gal out there in center field. He's trying to get
but
the attention.
But does it look better when it's wet? The slick.
I don't know, man. It's in his mind. He thinks it does. Yeah. Thinks it does. Al, let's talk about Rob Thompson. He takes over last year. We did not know. I found this so amazing. We didn't know until after the season that he had informed the Phillies' top brass, John Middleton, Dave Dombrowski, prior to the season, that last season was going to be his last year in baseball. For those listening right now, that actually happened. He was going to retire. He went into the season thinking this would be his last year in baseball. Obviously, he gets handed the reins around June 1st. Team takes off, all that, new contract. He's here. He's happy. It's all good. Did you guys know, the players, that he was of the mindset for last year to be his last year?
I did not. I don't know if anybody else did, but I did not, no.
It's an amazing thing. I mean, here's a baseball lifer ready to, you know, give it up. Not for the wrong reasons, but he was at an age, he had enough money, you know, spend time with his family, retire. And now he's got a new deal and he's got a team, got a shot to make the playoffs for the next 3, 4, 5 years. It's a wild turn of events.
Yeah, I think that's just a little bit of the game, blessing a guy who gave a better part of his life to the game.
Yeah. What's he like in the private moments? I mean, what we sense is calm, level-headed. Is that what you get privately, or is there more in there?
I really think what you see out there on the field and in the media and wherever you might see him, that's just him. He's the same way with us behind closed doors. He's as solid as it gets.
Who's the funniest guy on the team?
Funniest? I don't know. I think it's a communal thing. Everybody's kind of getting at everybody in there. I can't really name one guy. Schwarber's the mic guy on the bus, and he keeps it pretty fun. So if you gun to my head, I guess I'll go with Schwarber. Yep. He's a performer.
Alec Bohm with us here. Go ahead, John. I'm sorry.
What do you do here in Clearwater when you're not at the park?
A lot of beach. A lot of I'm not a big golf guy, mm-hmm. but. A lot of guys are spending a lot of time on the golf course.
That's dangerous.
Other than that,
yeah, it's a lot of time.
I got.
It's good for the pitchers. Tom Glavine and Greg Maddux, those guys used to golf all the time, but they only play every 5 days.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, John Smoltz, but the position players, it's a different deal.
Yeah.
Alec, what about when the season ended? Let's say 2 weeks after the season. So you guys had this magical run, but let's be real. In the end, you lose, and you lose, you know, kind of in heartbreaking fashion. I mean, it looked like. Yeah, probably going to win. You're up 2-1, the whole deal. It's a tough game 6. 2 weeks later, were you thinking more about the magic of the run or the hurt of the loss?
I think for me, it was like, wow, it was really just 2 wins away from, think about the whole 162 games, the whole month and some change of the playoffs, and you think, wow, just 2 wins.
Yeah.
That's mm-hmm. So... A little bit of both ends of the spectrum, where there's some pride in there, but there's also some disappointment of just how close you were.
Is the team closer than it used to be, having gone through that together?
Yeah, for sure. I think showing up to this spring, aside from all other springs that I really haven't been here long, but showing up this spring, it was. Kind of like we were just gone for like a couple weeks,
You kind of were.
right. Exactly.
That's exactly right.
But everybody, it's a really close group, and I think that shows.
You guys are going to benefit more fans in the stands in the regular season than you've ever seen. I mean, we saw it 10 years ago when, the team got good and stayed good, and the fans were there. And I don't know if it's going to be to that extent yet. Because that was following a World Series victory and a couple of years of success, but you're going to have a lot of support this year, man. It's going to be a fun season down at the ballpark, man.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. I'd I can't make it up, but it was the that was the best atmosphere any place we went by far in the playoffs. It was nuts.
It was loud.
It was, yeah.
Alec, congratulations on your individual success, team success, and you know, we're looking forward to big things this year, man, and keep it rocking, man. Good luck.
Yep, appreciate it. Looking forward to it.
You got it. There he is, Alec Bohm, Phillies third baseman, with us here today from Clearwater.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.